In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In part two of this video that will help us know how to obtain eternal life, we want to share in a clear and simple way some Catholic devotions that have been approved by the Catholic Church, such as the devotion of the first five Saturdays and the first nine Fridays of the month. These recommendations will help many who wish to know the truth of our Catholic faith by encouraging us to grow each day more in love and holiness, since the more holy we strive to become, the happier we will be in this world and in the next for all eternity. All Catholics must take them seriously and practice them in order to guarantee their eternal salvation, which is the most important matter in life. What then will anyone gain by winning the whole world and forfeiting his life? Or what can anyone offer in exchange for his life? Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. On the day of marriage, newlyweds are advised to consecrate their home to the Virgin Mary and to our Lord Jesus Christ through the Virgin Mary. Some newlyweds offer them the bouquet as a symbol of their new home, so our Mother the Virgin Mary and our sweet Jesus can take care of them and protect them throughout their lives, especially in difficult moments, which every marriage will have. In addition to this, praying the Holy Rosary daily is recommended, as our Mother the Virgin Mary asks so many times in the apparitions of Lourdes, Fatima, Medjugorje, and in many other places. At the very least, it is recommended that everyone pray three Hail Marys every day. In the revelations of Mechtilde of Hackborn, our Mother the Virgin Mary promised to assist her in the hour of her death and to give her salvation if she prayed three Hail Marys every day. And this devotion has been recommended by some popes, such as Pope Blessed Pius IX, Pope Leo XIII, and others. It is also important to wear the miraculous medal around your neck. Our mother appeared to St. Catherine Laveray on November 27, 1830, and commanded her to create medals just as she had seen it in a vision of the Virgin Mary. And there were so many cures and blessings that God granted through the intercession of the Virgin Mary to those who wore this medal, which is why since then it has been called a miraculous medal. There are other devotions that can help us a lot in our spiritual life, such as solemnly celebrating Triduums or making novenas on the main feasts of Jesus or the Virgin Mary, celebrating with special devotion the month of May in honor of the Virgin Mary, making pilgrimages, attending processions, but above all, attending Mass daily to be able to receive the embrace of our Lord Jesus in communion, or at least to visit him daily in a chapel and church, if possible, where there is a solemn exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Also consider the many live expositions of the Blessed Sacrament found on the internet. Another valuable devotion is to have at home a Divine Mercy image or to carry with us a picture of the Divine Mercy. As Jesus promised to St. Faustina Kowalska, "I promise you that the soul that venerates this image will not perish. I also promise you here on earth victory over the enemy and above all at the time of death." Our Lord Jesus Christ also promised something similar to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque about the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He told her, "I will bless the places where the image of my heart is exposed and honored." So far, we have mentioned some practical ways that will help us to obtain eternal life. But there is a much easier, simpler, and above all, faster means to guarantee eternal salvation. We refer to the devotion of the first five Saturdays or the first nine Fridays of the month. Our Mother the Virgin Mary told the servant of God, Sister Lucia of Fatima, on December 10, 1925, "Look, my daughter, my heart, surrounded by thorns that ungrateful men continually nail me with their blasphemies and ingratitude. You, at least, try to console me and tell everyone for 5 months on the first Saturday, go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray the Holy Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes, meditating on the mysteries of the Holy Rosary, in order to make amends, that I promise to assist them in the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation." In these words, our Mother the Virgin Mary says, "I promise you," and our Mother the Virgin Mary doesn't lie, she keeps her word. You only need to confess, although it may be a week before, take communion, pray the Holy Rosary, and meditate for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary. Could there be something easier and simpler than this? If we fulfill this devotion once in our life, we are sure that our Mother, the Virgin Mary, at the last moment, will obtain from Jesus the final repentance if we need it, and God will save us, even if we have to go through purgatory. Therefore, it is very important that parents recommend this devotion to their children, especially when they are young and have made their first communion. The best that parents can wish for their children is their eternal salvation. And if after making the first communion, the parents accompany their children on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months to receive communion and pray the Holy Rosary, they are already guaranteed their salvation, just in case in their adult lives they go astray or they may deny God. So in this way, parents can die in peace, having ensured the eternal salvation of their children. Something similar is the devotion of the first 9 Fridays of the month that Jesus promised to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. She wrote in a letter to Mother Salmaise in May 1688 what Jesus had said to her, "I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that the omnipotent love will grant to all who receive communion on the first 9 Fridays of the month in a row the grace of the final penance. They will not die in my disgrace and without having received the sacraments. My divine heart will be his safe refuge in the last moments." In this devotion, it is only asked to confess, even a week before, and to receive communion on the first Friday of 9 months in a row. Jesus says, "I promise you," and we cannot doubt his word. And he talks about how they will not die in my disgrace and without having received the sacraments. In other words, they will be well prepared with the sacraments in the last moments of their lives. Can eternal salvation be given more easily? Why don't we take God's promises seriously? The Church, on its authority, recommends this devotion. Whoever does not want to heed these easy ways for eternal salvation, perhaps one day he will die unrepentant, or perhaps he will not have time for it. Let's seize this opportunity and fulfill this devotion at least once in a lifetime. A fundamental recommendation is not to keep this treasure for ourselves alone, but to encourage these devotions of the first Saturdays or the first Fridays to all friends, neighbors, acquaintances, and by all possible means of communication, so that these messages reach the whole world. As an example, we want to mention the following true case. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, appeared to Bruno Cornacciola and his 3 children on April 12, 1947, outside of Rome, in the place called Trefontaine, or the Three Fountains. He had been baptized and made his first communion, but he was not a practicing Catholic. In 1936, at the insistence of his girlfriend, he agreed to marry in the church, but in the sacristy of his parish, and of course, without confession or communion. His wife got him to keep the devotion for the first 9 Fridays of the month. Then he volunteered to fight in the Spanish Civil War, where a German Protestant friend instilled in him the hatred of the Pope and the Catholic Church. Upon returning, he was a fierce anti-Catholic and took all the rosaries and religious books, including a crucifix, and broke them and burned them. Later, he became part of the Adventist sect, being a very active member. The day when the Virgin Mary appeared to him, he was preparing a sermon against the Immaculate Conception, and our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told him, "I am the one who is in the divine Holy Trinity. I am the Virgin of Revelation. You persecute me. Enough is enough. Enter in the holy fold, the first 9 Fridays of the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that you did before entering the path of lies have saved you. Obey the authority of the Pope." From that day on, Bruno Cornacciola, 34 years old, renounced his Adventist faith and returned to the Catholic Church, being a faithful Christian until his death. The Virgin Mary appeared to him about 26 more times, and he dedicated his life to preaching, speaking to everyone of the love of our Mother, the Virgin Mary, the Eucharistic Jesus, and the Church. Currently, in Trefontaine in Rome, there is a great sanctuary built in 1957, and we suppose that Bruno is in heaven, because as our Mother, the Virgin Mary, told him, "You have been saved not only from hell, but also from error, by the first 9 Fridays of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that you did before entering the path of lies." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.